No one was seriously injured after a lift hanger at a Golden Ski Resort broke and dropped a gondola cabin with 8 people inside Monday morning, with the resort reopened as of Tuesday save the gondola the incident occurred on. The 9:20 a.m. incident March 10 happened as the cabin was moving to ascend the Golden Eagle Express gondola at Kicking Horse Mountain Resort, the resort shared via Facebook Monday evening. The cabin fell loose at the base of the gondola, dropping only about a meter. This triggered a rapid dispatch of ski patrol and emergency responders, and a closure of the entire resort for the rest of Monday as crews resorted to a full manual evacuation, with rope and helicopter to rescue the cabin occupants. Our trained maintenance team will be working to unload the passengers as per standard operating procedures, the resort's first post at 10:40 a.m. Monday read. A full inspection has been initiated to determine and analyze root causes. Teams from the manufacturer and relevant authorities have been called in to further assist. The resort says a full inspection of the gondola is underway in collaboration with its manufacturer, Colorado-based Leitner Poma. Black Press Media has reached out to Leitner Poma for comment. As skiers and snowboarders return to the slopes Tuesday, the Golden Eagle Express gondola remains closed. Reduced lift tickets are now in effect. The Eagle's Eye Restaurant and Heaven's Door Yurt won't be open for regularly scheduled hours, and terrain above the Pioneer Chair is closed due to unavailability of mountain safety response and avalanche control. Our sincere apologies go out to every one of our guests who have had to go through this experience today, and we thank them all for their patience and understanding, the resort's area manager Richard Oshust said in the evening Facebook update. This incident follows the death of a young man at Rosslyn's Red Mountain Resort last Friday, March 6.